This is a 4% increase compared to the previous year. There's no doubt it was a very difficult year for the sector, but great to see those increases coming through now right across all the various sectors within seafood.
And in terms of the forecast for this year and further into the future, what has led to those increases and what do you think can be built upon this?
Part of the increase is a price growth increase right across the sector. So although we did see a reduction in the value of mackerel landings, which are extremely important to the economy, reducing by volume, we did see significant price growth there. So the price growth increase in both mackerel and in nephrops, which are Dublin Bay prawns, have been very strong. We also had a very strong year in terms of salmon. It was a very good performance for our aquaculture salmon farms this year. And so we saw very strong growth there in terms of both volume and value coming from salmon.
And in terms of support for the industry, do you believe that much more is being done, or these figures reflect an industry that is thriving at the minute?
The industry benefited from significant government funding in 2024. So between the government and private investment, over 400 million euro was invested into the sector. And we had seen unprecedented investment going in through the Brexit Adjustment Reserve in 2023, particularly that we're seeing the benefits of now. So those investments are absolutely crucial in driving the industry forward. This year saw the launch of the European Maritime Fisheries and Aquaculture Fund with more grants available for the sector. And there's no doubt that these are absolutely vital in terms of growing the sector, making sure that it's got a good, stable footprint going forward that can help to develop it and to build on these numbers.